There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to a special postseason edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. This will be for your Friday, October 6th, four-game slate. We got both ALDS, both NLDS games going down. It shall be lit, I guess, as the kids say. It's the last time we're going to have four games. I think we might have one other chance all year. So I got the itch, the DFS itch. We need to get it in. And we got some aces on the mound, like ridiculous pitching. As I always say with small slates, you got to get aggressive. You got to get weird. You can play it safe if you want, but we're in the middle of the Yankees-Indians game as I record. And it's 1-0 Indians in the third. Seeing some good pitching here. You saw Verlander, six innings, two earned earlier. Altuve takes Sale deep three times. Just tons going on. I was all over the Astros lineup. I was pumped on that. That's why I tweeted a few things yesterday. But we're going to get it in today. I'm going to try to make this as quick as possible. I have a lot more info than I usually have. And I'll try to make that as quick as possible, too. At least for the pitchers, I have a lot more info. So let's get at it. Here's your pitchers. You got Kluber at 12,000, Kershaw at 11,400, Strasburg at 10,600, Keuchel at 89, Hendricks at 8K, Walker at 67, Pomeranz 65, Sabathia at 63. Obviously, everybody wants to target the lower-end guys. I got no problem with that. They are the worst of the bunch, but it is the postseason. Hendricks and above, all in play for me. And we're gonna talk right now. Corey Kluber, I could give you no stats and just flat-out say the best pitcher in all of baseball. Absolutely amazing. If you look at his postseason numbers last year in six starts, he went 4-1. With a .183 ERA, with better than a K per inning pitched. This year against the Yankees in two starts, he's 2-0, 1.59 ERA. In those two starts, he's gone 17 innings with 18 Ks in those 17 innings of work. At home this year, he's 10-2 in 16 starts with a .181 ERA. Are you getting a trend here that he's pretty darn good at baseball? In the second half, he was even better, 11-1 in 15 starts with a .179 ERA. In day games, which this will be a technically day afternoon, depends on what you look at, 7-1 in 9 starts with a .189 ERA. Kluber is outstanding. Do the Yankees bring a threat with bats? Always. Always have a threat with bats. The thing with the playoffs, guys, if you didn't figure it out already, which I think you do because you're very, very smart, you're listening to this podcast for crying out loud, the best teams are facing each other, and if you're a really good team, you likely have a good offense. That's why you're in the dance right now. So all these guys, like if anybody got hit, it would not surprise you. That's why gambling's not as bad. Still, if you can go with a Kluber and get some bats, you go Corey Kluber. Lefties have hit a .199, righties a .185 against them. If you can fit 12K in, you go Corey Kluber. If you can't, you look down to a guy like Clayton Kershaw at 11-4 at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Now, everyone and their mother has already said it, is going to say it a million times on Friday. His career in the postseason is horrible. Yes, it's obvious. His career 4-7, ERA to the moon, a 4.55 postseason ERA. He was a little better last year. In the first round, he was still bad, an ERA above 5. The second round, he was in the 3s. He looked much better. It's always like one inning that gets to Kershaw. And you know what? That one inning, it happens, and you can't ignore it. I've heard so many people go, oh, it's just one inning. I don't care. When I'm playing fantasy, that one inning destroys everything he did prior to that. I don't care. He is facing a Diamondbacks team that he's familiar with, and it is familiar with him. 2-0 this year in 2 starts against the D-backs with a 0.59 ERA, 19 Ks and 15 and a third innings against the Diamondbacks in those 2 starts. At home, he's been remarkable. 2.58 ERA, given a 2.03 on the road, but still very, very good. Easily over a K per 9. He's given up more home runs at home, 14 homers at home compared to 9 on the road. And one thing that I do want to bring up is, you know, he had the back injury. He got back, brought back slowly in September and October. Basically, the last month he pitched, he had 6 starts. He went 3-2 with a 3.48 ERA. So obviously, it's not the greatest. His next worst month in the entire season was 2.43. So he struggled a complete run above any other month he had in baseball. Something to keep in mind there. Basically, a 1K per 9 or 1K per inning. And he gave up 5 homers in those 6 starts. Lefties hit 244, righties 200. I still have plenty of faith in Clayton Kershaw, but I'd rather go Corey Kluber, and I'd rather go to the next guy we're looking at, Steven Strasburg, at $10,600. He is at home. He hasn't pitched in the postseason since 2014, where he had 1 start in the NLDS, and 5 innings, struck out 2, buck 80 ERA. Really nothing too crazy there. When you're looking at him versus the Cubs this year, he started 1 game, 7 innings, 2.57 ERA, 13 strikeouts in those 7 innings pitched. Very, very, very nice stuff there. He's been phenomenal at home. In the second half, he's been ridiculous. 10 starts in the second half, 6-1, a 0.86 ERA, 76 strikeouts in 62 and 2/3 innings pitched. And in those 10 starts, he's only given up 2 home runs. That is pretty darn sexy. Lefties hitting a .91, righties .213. I love Strasburg. I know the Cubs are good. They strike out 22.4% of the time versus right-handed pitching. In baseball this year, they're the 11th best team against right-handed pitching. So there's a lot to be said there. Another reason I like Kershaw, I didn't tell you, I forgot to mention, Arizona versus lefties this year, surprisingly, are 26th worst in baseball. Or best, you could say. Whatever you want to describe it. They're 26th out of 30 in baseball. They strike out 24% of the time versus lefties. So you got that going for you when you look that direction. Now we drop down to a guy like Dallas Keuchel, who I believe has some very nice value in this matchup. He's $8,900. So we're dropping down from the big boys. But Keuchel's an ace as well. He had 2 starts in the 2015 postseason, 2-0, 2.57 ERA. He never faced Boston this year. In his career versus Boston, throughout the like 4 or 5 year career he's had, not good, 9.88 ERA, but he hadn't faced him at all this year, so decide what you want to do with that. At home, a 2.26 ERA, basically it's almost a run and a half better than his road ERA, 7.4K per 9, pitched really, really well at home, and the last month of baseball, a 2.87 ERA compared to 8 Ks per 9. Boston's 10th best against left-handed pitching, so they're not the best of the best. Like we'll see down the next few guys, but they're not that bad. And they only strike out 18% of the time versus lefties, so you got to keep that in mind when you're looking at them. But lefties hit a .144, righties do hit .293 off Dallas Keuchel. So if you like Mookie Betts and company, they could be in play. We go on to Kyle Hendricks, $88,000. Very good in the postseason for the Cubbies last year. Nothing spectacular. Didn't go deep into games, but been very, very good. He was 0-1 against Washington this year. 7 innings, 3 earned, 5 Ks. Gave up 2 homers in that start. On the road, a 2.83 ERA, 8.5 Ks per 9. Second half is what he did. He was outstanding. 2.19 ERA in the second half, 8.3 Ks per 9. Very, very good stuff. And Washington is 12th best versus right-handed pitching. So, you know, when you're looking at angles, Hendricks is in play. They strike out 21.2% of the time versus right-handed pitching. They obviously have power. All of these teams have power. You got to pick and choose your battles here. And at 8,000, there's upside with Hendricks. There's upside with Hendricks. There's upside with the likes of Keuchel in those price range. Now, you look at the bottom feeders. You got Taijuan Walker. Never facing anybody in the postseason. First career postseason start. Jitters will be there. We've seen it with Severino. I tweeted about that. You see it with a lot of guys. The jitters exist, people. They really do. He might pitch through them. I don't know, but just watch. It'll be interesting to see how it happens. He's been 2.92 ERA on the road compared to 4.18 at home. So he's been very, very good on the road. Almost a K per inning on the road, I should say. I'm trying to go through this fast for you guys, and I'm just blah, blah, blah. He's been okay at night, 3.56 ERA at night. Lefties hit 225, righties 256 off of Taijuan Walker. Very, very risky play. You got the Los Angeles Dodgers, seventh best in baseball versus righties, but they do strike out 22.3% of the time. So you got to play the game. Do I want to go Corey Kluber at 12,000? And then, you know, let's dance with Taijuan at 67 and hopefully I can get a quality start. It's not the worst thing to look at. It really isn't. It just depends on which gamble you want to take because you're going to have to face a bad team or a bad pitcher. Drew Pomeranz, 6,500. Wasn't great out of the bullpen for Boston last year. This will be his first postseason start. Never made a postseason start. He's facing an Astros team that's second best in all of baseball versus left-handed pitching. They hit 278 as a team, WRC plus of 120, a WOBA of 347, an ISO of 189, and they only strike out 16.7% of the time versus lefties. Pomeranz did face them twice this year and pitched very well. He was 1-0 in two starts, 12 and a third innings, totally pitched, 1.46 ERA with seven strikeouts against the Astros. So he managed to get it done in his two starts versus them. Lefties hit 291, righties 237. I think that's why he might have had success. Most lefties get beat up by righties instead of lefties, and a lot of the thump in that Astros lineup is right-handed. So do you pick your poison there? Because everybody is going to be targeting Pomeranz. I want to target Pomeranz. But if you want to be different, you take Pomeranz. That's how you differentiate, stuff like that. You need to take one of these three unless you want to take all the value bats and let the value bats go off. It's just how it's going to work. And then you got CC Sabathia at, I didn't even write down his price because it's so low. He is at $6,300. He's been pitching in the postseason for quite some time. First postseason action, though, since 2012. Lefties hit 250, righties 244 off CC. He never faced Cleveland this year. Pitched really well in the daytime, 6-1 in 8 starts, 2.60 ERA compared to 4.17 at night. And this is an early game. They got the first game tomorrow. It's crazy. They had the last, or they had the early game on Thursday. They'll have the first of four games on Friday. So he's going to be there. He pitched really well on the road, better on the road than at home. Cleveland's the third best team in baseball against lefties. The Astros were the second. Cleveland is the third. They hit 270 as a team, a WRC plus of 110, WOBA of 341, ISO of 173, and they only strike out 17.6% of the time. I don't want to touch CC. If CC throws great, I will tip my cap and I will move on. If I got to take two of the guys in the 6K range, I'm looking at Taijuan Walker and Drew Pomeranz. You pick your poison you want there. I'm probably going to go Walker. The ballpark's much better. You don't face a DH. A lot of those factors. But Pomeranz has been very good this year. He has 17 wins, I believe. Let me click that button for you. Yeah, 17-6 overall. 3.32 ERA overall. He's been very, very good. It's just, do you want to roll the dice? He's averaging 17.3 DraftKings points to start versus Houston this year, which would be outstanding for $6,500. So I have no problem with that. Like I said, you got Taijuan Walker at 67. He has a 3.49 ERA against the Dodgers this year in his three starts. He's averaging 18.5 DraftKings points per start, 16.2 points on the road compared to 14.1 at home. So you pick your poison. You take one of those. I have no problem with it. And then when you go up top, I'm going Kluber, Strasburg, Kershaw. That's my 1, 2, 3 in the five-digit range. Then you got two guys in the eights. You have Keuchel. You have Hendricks. I'm going Hendricks over Keuchel. More strikeout upside, better ballpark to pitch in. Again, no DH. But Keuchel's been phenomenal. big time ground ball guy. I got no problem with either. If you want to be really different, you use Keiko and Hendricks and you load up on all the bats. You could do that easily. Or you just don't pay for any of the five-digit guys. You start with Keiko or Hendricks and take Walker or Pomeranz. You can go that angle too. Get creative. But basically, if I'm going to set it up for you, I go Kluber, Strasburg, Kershaw up top. I go Hendricks, Keiko in the middle. Then I go Walker, Pomeranz, Sabathia. But Walker and Pomeranz, it's like 1A, 1B right there in the middle. You just kind of, whatever your comfort level is with the risk you're going to take. So you're looking at that angle. Since I haven't done this in a while, I forgot to check the weather for you. Keep an eye on New York and Cleveland. They have 20 to sometimes 40% chances of rain tomorrow. So that game could get interesting. So keep an eye on that. Other than that, nothing too crazy. It looks like wind's not too bad and no rain chances anywhere else. So keep an eye on that. Also, for your pleasure, when you're looking at totals, let me get those for you. Boston at Houston. Oh, the lines aren't even out yet. This is beautiful. But Cubs Nationals, you got a total of 7. And D-backs, that one's not even out yet. So you only got one total so far. Nothing else is out yet thanks to postseason baseball. Let's look at the bats and get you on your way on this quickie here. 4-game postseason DraftKings Quick Hits Edition. Remember, check us out at thesportsdegens.com on Twitter at thesportsdegens. We have tons of awesome content. You got NASCAR on the weekends. You got a UFC 216 pay-per-view pod with myself, Dougie, and Doc. You got Doc's College Football Podcast with the Saturday Edge guys for preview in the week. You got the NFL DFS 2-point conversion pod with myself, Bucks, and James. Phenomenal content there. You had PGA earlier in the week. Great stuff there from Golf Gods, Bucks, and myself. You have Nape had his stacks article come out today. You'll have Contrarian tomorrow. We'll have the Taco Report. You got Richard with his power rankings. You have DD Jayhoff putting out some NHL DFS for you. There's tons of content, guys. Check it out. Spread the word. Keep this thing growing. We're going to get you guys. If I could afford, because we make no money on this website. I don't charge a dime. I don't want to charge a dime. I need to grow it to get advertising so I can get you more content. I've actually have writers lined up, but they want to be paid to write. I just need the money to pay them. It's that simple. And we will get you guys everything you need for free. So just keep that in mind. Sorry for the plug. Got to get it in. Let's go to the bats. Your catchers. Yeah, I got Sanchez again up top. He's expensive. You got Contreras. I'm starting off with Yasmani Grandal, 3,500 with Taiwan Walker. Taiwan Walker is a fly ball guy, and he does give up big power to lefties when he gives up the power. So Grandal at 35 in play. I know Pomeranz is better versus righties than lefties, so if you want to go full bore on that, then don't do it. But Evan Gattis hits lefties very, very well, and he's $3,200. Chris Iannetta, if you want to fade Kershaw, Iannetta has been phenomenal against lefties this year. He's $3,100. If you hope playoff Kershaw shows up, go for it. One thing about the playoffs, you saw it with Sale and Verlander earlier. The bullpens were up early. These guys aren't – they're all on short leashes, so keep that in mind. But if you want to get your Indians on, because the Indians are going to be popular as popular, you get a cheap piece of it here, Yan Gomes or Roberto Perez. Gomes is 3K, Perez 2,900 versus CC. Perez is starting today. So Jay Bruce, ding dong. It's 3-0 Cleveland in the fourth. There we go, Indians. I hope you guys read that write-up. But we got Gomes at 3K, likely to start if Perez doesn't. So both are very much in play. Farther on you go, you got to check your lineups. If like Blake Swihart starts versus Keiko at 2,700, he's worth a look as well. And then you just kind of see what other value you can find. Let's head over to the first base position. And we'll kick it off with a guy that mashes left-handed pitching. And this is a great, great, great play, likely chalky play. But Edwin Encarnacion, E5, 4,600 versus CC Sabathia. He is a guy you're going to want your lineup if you can make it worth. Cody Bellinger, he's first base outfield at 45. Very solid stuff there. Cody, he wasn't the fiery Cody we like for the price tag. Like his last few games of the season, 11, but then a 3-0-2-8-2-5-0, a 20, and a 7. And you're paying 45. This is cheap for him, usually much more. So keep that in mind. I'm not saying he's not going to go off. It's his first postseason game. All those narratives, he might go bananas. But that's a heavy price tag. I'd like to get Edwin. Bellinger is in play. You got Goldschmidt versus Kershaw at 43, if you want to be contrarian. Anthony Rizzo versus Strasburg. We mentioned how well Strasburg's pitched. You got lefties hitting a .191 against Strasburg. But when he gives up home runs, it is two lefties. So if you want to be contrarian there, 4,200. You got a guy like Hanley Ramirez. Eduardo Nunez left. He had to get carried off the field today. Nunez came in, or Ramirez came in, a couple base hits, hitting DH. Hits lefties very, very well. He's 3,600 versus Dallas Keuchel. Uleski Gurriel, 3,400 versus Pomeranz. I don't hate that either. If you want to fade Kluber, you look at guys like Greg Bird at 3,400. He's actually swinging a very, very hot bat. So it's just you got to pick. Do you want to be contrarian? Do you want to be the chalk? Pick your angles there and make some money. We go to second base. Altuve at 51. He had three freaking homers. The kid is amazing. Absolutely amazing. He better get the MVP award. Oh, yeah. Check out Around the Bases with me and Mo. We had a guest, Tommy Stokey, of the Sporting News on, previewing all of the playoff action plus awards. Altuve was our unanimous AL MVP. $5,100 crushes lefties. You got Jose Ramirez, hits lefties very well. Second base, third base at 4,900. Daniel Murphy against Hendricks at 43, not bad either. He kind of was quiet in the last part of the year, but still averaged 9.1 his last 10 games of action, so he's 4,300. Farther down you go, you got like Zobrist at 37, Ian Happ at 37. I don't hate it, but I'm not in love with it at all. Guys like, I'd rather gamble on like Javi Baez at 3,400 because of his upside on the bases as well, stealing. Guy like Brandon Drury, he hits lefties really, really well. I know Kershaw is not your average lefty, but Drury's $3,000, so something to keep in mind there. Other than that, you're gonna want you can maybe find value. Just gotta depends on what pops into the lineups. You're not gonna see a bunch of punts in the lineups. They're gonna put their best stuff out there, so value's not gonna be as easy to find unless you're fading the big boys. Third base again, Jose Ramirez 49, love it. Justin Turner crushing righties, crushing lefties. He's 45. He's a great play, really, really good play. Chris Bryant 41 had a great end of the season. Alex Bregman went ding dong off sale and another big hit at second at bat. He smokes the baseball, hitting it great. He's third base shortstop at 39. To me, that's value. I know it's against Pomeranz the whole better versus righties, blah blah blah. But he's 3,900 with a guy with tremendous upside. That is the value we're looking for today. It's not like 3K like we like, but on this slate, that is value. You got guys like Chase Headley at 3,100. It's not horrible, but not nearly ideal. Other than that, there's really nothing else down here. So third base, you're going to have to pay for it, looks like, unless you like something else in the lineup. Shortstop, Francisco Lindor at 5,200. He's better right-handed versus lefties than he is left-handed versus righties. Lindor at 52, outstanding play versus CeCe. Given, remember, CeCe's thrown well against these guys this year. Or not the end facing this year, but he has in the past. He's pitched well, period, this year for CeCe standards. Corey Seager at 44 versus Walker. You got Carlos Correa at 48 versus Pomeranz. Don't mind either. You got Marvin Gonzalez who's a switcher at 42. He's outfield shortstop. Again, Bregman's 39. A guy, if you're not using Kluber and you don't want full fade, but you want a little, I don't mind Didi Gregorius at 38. He's just been stroking the baseball. You got Xander Bogaerts at 37. You're going to find a little bit more value here, it looks like, at the shortstop position. Maybe Wilmer Defoe cracks the lineup. He's second base shortstop at 3,100. He's not like, I'd rather have those guys up top, but if you don't have the money, you don't have the money. And then a guy like Adam Rosales, we know he hits lefties well. That's what he does. He's 2K versus Kershaw. Might just be a punt we're taking to free up all kinds of roster space. Then we head to the outfield. You got Harper at 5K, who hasn't done anything in a short time back, so keep that in mind, but it's still Bryce Harper. And he's got the Fire Las Vegas cleats that are just amazing. George Springer at 47 is not bad at all. Judge versus Kluber, I'll pass, but nothing would surprise me. Jay Bruce, he's already doubled and homered in this game. He's 43 versus CeCe. I don't hate it at all. Marwin at 42. Mookie Betts, if you're not using Keuchel, Mookie Betts at 41 is a steal. JD Martinez at 41 versus Kershaw. I like that a lot if you're not using Kershaw, even if it's just like a one-off. It's a $5,000 player. You're getting like $1,000 off because it's Kershaw. And I understand it's Kershaw. But just think, if bad Kershaw shows up. We go a little farther. We got like, again, Haps 37, Schwarber's 36. I don't mind AJ Pollock at 3,600 versus Kershaw. I might have to build me a little D-backs lineup. I might just have to do it for value. Austin Jackson for the Indians hits lefties really well. He's 3,500 versus CC Sabathia. He's a cheaper option in that Indians onslaught that we hope to see. A guy like Curtis Granderson, 3,500 against Taiwan Walker, left-handed power bat. You know, wasn't the loudest bat in the world towards the end of the year, but definitely has some upside there for you. Aaron Hicks, 3,300, definite upside at that price tag. Chris Young does hit lefties well, hasn't this year, but usually does. He's 3,200. Maybe Cameron Maben cracks the lineup for Houston. He's 3,200. Guy like Jacoby Ellsbury had a decent late run in the second half. He's 3,200 versus Kluber. I'm not fading Kluber, but if that's the gamble you want to take, I won't hate any gamble. I will not hate any because, like I said, these are the best of the best. It's just how it's going to be. Maybe I hate saying the words, but if Andre Ethier cracks the lineup, he's 2,800 versus Taiwan Walker. That's a lefty that can run into one and freeze up all kinds of space. So Victor Robles, 2,200 with tremendous upside. Gets on, he can run for days. So there's your bats. You know, we don't have all the totals yet, but you got to imagine you got 8.5 tonight in this Cleveland game. You're not going to see a bunch of high totals throughout the playoffs. You'll see them occasionally, but not very often. Weather, watch the weather in Cleveland. Your pitching recap, you got Kluber up top, then Strasburg, then Kershaw in the middle range. Hendricks, then Keuchel. Down below, Walker, Pomeranz, CeCe. Walker and Pomeranz, very close. Your BVP, don't forget, we do BVP. Altuve, if you needed more, 7 for 17 with a double, 3 stolen bases versus Pomeranz hitting 412 against him. Maben's 2 for 6 with a double. McCann's taking him deep. That's about it, though. Mookie Betts, 1 for 4, but that one was a home run off Keuchel. Hanley Ramirez, 2 for 2 with a double. Not a ton of big samples here. Bogaerts, 1 for 7, but a home run. And now it's poor CeCe. Carlos Santana's hitting 526. 10 for 19, a double and a homer. Lindor, 5 for 9 with a double. Jose Ramirez, 4 for 8. Austin Jackson, 10 for 34. 3 doubles, a triple, and a homer. 8 runs scored. Kipnis has a homer. Yan Gomes has a homer. Edwin Encarnacion, 15 for 55 with 4 doubles, 273 average. Lots to like in that lineup, boys and girls. Lots to like. Gary Sanchez has taken Kluber deep, 2 for 9 with a double and a homer. Ellsbury, 5 for 19, 2 doubles. It's only a 263 average. Gardner, Chase Headley have taken him deep as well. Really, as a team, they're hitting a .155 against him. The Nationals versus Hendricks, you got Daniel Murphy. He's got 3 home runs and a double. He's 4 for 15. It's a 267 average, but 3 homers and a double. Bryce Harper's taking him deep. He's hitting 308. Those are the only homers off of him. As a team, they're hitting a .190. Cubs versus Strasburg, Wilson Contreras, Alex Avila, Ben Zobrist, Jason Hayward, and Tommy La Stella have all taken him deep. Hayward's 15 for 37 with 4 doubles in that homer, hitting 405. Almora Jr.'s 2 for 6 with 2 doubles. La Stella 3 for 10 with a double and a homer. Most guys are hitting. Chris Bryant 2 for 5 with a double. All small samples except for Hayward's. As a team, they're at 257 off them, though. And here's the kicker. The D-backs versus Kershaw. J.D. Martinez, 3 for 8, a double and a homer. Iannetta, 8 for 27, a double and a homer. Goldschmidt, 10 for 44, and it's only 227 average at 2 doubles and 2 homers. A.J. Pollock's hitting 226, but 7 for 31 with a double and a triple. Brandon Drury's 1 for 11 with that one is a home run. You want the big boy power options there. One thing to keep in mind, I was reading earlier and on this BVP site, the spot's vacant for Arizona. Robbie Ray might get the start. Right now, Taiwan Walker's on DraftKings. He's on most spots Taiwan Walker's in. But Robbie Ray was supposed to pitch game 2. He came in game 1. Or he's supposed to pitch game 1. He came out of the bullpen in game 2, but he said due to the workload, it was like a bullpen session. He should be ready for game 2 on Friday. Pay attention to that. That frees things up for you. As if you want a quick Robbie Ray, let me search this on Mr. Fangraphs. I got it right here. His splits this year against lefties and righties. Lefties are hitting 216, righties 219. Definitely actually more power with lefties than righties. He's getting obviously more homers than righties, but he's faced a boatload more righties. He's been phenomenal on the road, a .186 ERA on the road compared to .408 at home. So he's been very, very good. Very, very good. So keep that in mind. If Robbie Ray makes the start, the Dodgers do have some very, very potent bats versus left-handed pitching to keep an eye on. But for now, we'll think Taiwan Walker. If not, hit me up with your questions. But that's your Quick Hits. That's your postseason edition. That's your ALDS, NLDS, Friday, October 6th edition in the books. Follow me on Twitter at BDintric. I will help you out wherever I can. Again, thesportsdegens.com at thesportsdegens. But good luck. Enjoy the weekend. You got football all over the place. And you got postseason baseball, guys. This stuff's been awesome. The wild card games are great. Opening ALDS today has been great. Live it up. Get it in. I'll catch you guys later.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.